Greetings, listeners. My name's Andrew, and with me is Bevan Ramsden. In this podcast produced by IPAN, the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network, we discuss the extensive and accelerating efforts by the United States military to establish a chain of bases and logistics centres, as well as unrestricted access to seaports and airports in Australia and in the Pacific nations to our north, as part of preparations for war against China. Bevan, what's behind this US military build-up?
They are forced to do this because they cannot fight a war against China from the west coast of the USA. It is logically impossible to do so from the other side of the Pacific Ocean. They need their allies in Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, Australia, and even Papua New Guinea to open their doors for the establishment of these US military facilities, from which the US can, in conjunction with the military forces of the countries concerned, fight a war against China with what they consider a degree of success.
That's right. And additionally, the US needs its armed forces and those of its allies to be fully integrated and under the US Indo-Pacific Command. Large-scale military exercises such as RIMPAC and Talisman Sabre are aimed at developing that integration and operational experience.
The United States has established and maintained significant military bases and facilities in South Korea ever since the Korean War in the early 1950s. They currently have 30,000 US troops in South Korea and a substantial naval base on South Korea's Jeju Island. The THAAD radar system in Sojong-ri, South Korea, is for spying on and targeting China.
Since the end of World War II, Japan has been occupied by US military forces, which currently number 55,000. One-third of Japan's Okinawa Island is occupied by US military installations holding about 20,000 personnel. The Kadena Air Base, often referred to as the Keystone of the Pacific, is presently the largest US Air Force base in the Pacific region.
The United States military is well established in South Korea and Japan and could support and launch war operations from each of those countries. But what of Australia, Andrew?
The US established two important bases in Australia in the 1960s. The Pine Gap Satellite Reception Station was established near Alice Springs, and the Harold E. Holt Naval Communications Station was set up at Northwest Cape near Exmouth in West Australia. Both have been greatly expanded since that time and are now vital parts of the US warfighting capability. This process of setting up Australia to support a US war against China has proceeded with increasing pace since the 2011 announcement by US President Obama, with the effusive support of Prime Minister Gillard, of the US Pivot to Asia strategy. Subsequently, the Force Posture Agreement, the FPA, was signed in 2014 between the US and Australian governments.
My reading is that the FPA lasts for 25 years and can be terminated by either party with 1 year's notice. It is crucially important in enabling the US military build-up in Australia. For example, Article 2 states, I quote, "This agreement provides the necessary authorizations for the United States to conduct mutually determined activities under the Force Posture Initiatives in, from and through Australia, end of quote.
Article 4 of the Force Posture Agreement states that, quote, United States forces and United States contractors shall have unimpeded access to and use of agreed facilities and areas for activities undertaken in connection with this agreement, unquote. And, quote, Australia hereby grants to the United States operational control of agreed facilities and areas, unquote.
Senator David Shoebridge questioned the Department of Defence regarding these agreed facilities and areas, and was told that these include Darwin and Northern Territory training areas, such as the Mount Bundy training area, the Bradshaw Field training area, and the Delamere Air Weapons Range. It also includes airfields and facilities at RAAF Amberley in Queensland, Curtin in WA, Sugar in Queensland, Learmouth in WA, and Tyndall in Northern Territory. It includes also HMAS Stirling in WA for porting of UK and US nuclear-powered submarines. And it includes a logistics centre, the stores and munitions at Bandiana in Victoria.
In Part 3 of the Force Posture Agreement, Article 7 states that, quote, as mutually determined by the parties, aircraft, vehicles and vessels operated by or for United States forces shall have access to aerial ports and seaports of Australia and other locations for the delivery to, storage and maintenance in, and removal from the territory of Australia of United States forces prepositioned material, unquote.
In addition to its Bandiana Logistics Centre, the United States has used the opportunity provided by the holding of the Talisman Sabre war exercises to expand its stores and munitions centre in Australia by opening a new facility in Townsville. The United States military publication Defence News reports that, I quote, the US Army will test a nascent capability to effectively pre-position equipment and supplies forward in the Pacific Theatre in Australia during large-scale exercises Talisman Sabre kicking off this month. This is according to the US Army Pacific Commander, General Ronald Clark. He goes on to say, as the US military tackles preparing for the difficult challenge of sustaining a possible protracted operation in the Pacific Theatre, the services are working together to develop what they are calling Joint Theatre Sustainment Distribution Centres, end of quote.
Defence News continues, quote, the Army has so far established one centre in the Philippines and one in Australia, for which the service is directly responsible. The other services are tasked with building out more centres across the first and second island chains in the Pacific, key archipelagos stretching from Japan through Taiwan and down to Borneo in the South Pacific.
The United States also has Papua New Guinea in its sights for pre-positioning munitions and materials and use of its ports and airfields, having signed a Defence Cooperation Agreement, DCA for short, with the Papua New Guinea government in 2023.
This rapid US military build-up in Australia and the Pacific Rim countries to our north indicates how far advanced are the preparations for a US war against China, a war which threatens to involve Australia and other regional US allies.
Australian involvement in a United States war against China, our major trading partner, would be catastrophic for our people. Such a war would wreck our economy, causing major job losses and shortages of essential items. It would likely cause a serious deterioration in community relations, as well as inviting retaliatory strikes on military installations and surrounding areas.
The Independent and Peaceful Australia Network recently held a very successful webinar to launch a nationwide campaign calling for cancellation of AUKUS and the Force Posture Agreement. Speakers at this event emphasised the dangers posed by these two agreements and the role they would play in integrating Australia into a US war on China.
Doug Cameron, former ALP senator and a member of Labor Against War, said at the webinar, I quote, "We should make it clear to the United States that we will retain our sovereign right not to be caught up in a war with a major trading partner, and we should insist that we will not engage in a war over Taiwan." That's the end of his quote.
Retired Major General Michael Smith said, quote, "One thing is certain, the worst possible outcome for Australia is war between China and the US, in which we become involved and most likely would suffer collateral damage. We need to withdraw military assets from the South China Sea, where so-called freedom of navigation operations are likely to cause a major conflict," unquote.
Human rights lawyer and journalist Kelly Tranter said at the webinar, I quote, "The combined effect of the Force Posture Agreement and other defence agreements with the United States is to nullify Australia's capacity to make independent decisions about war avoidance and war fighting." She said, "Together they lock us into providing the United States first with secured areas under its control from which it may conduct a war, and secondly, with comprehensive logistical support for any such folly." End of quote.
Recently, Prime Minister Albanese refused to be drawn by US Defence Undersecretary Elbridge Colby into committing Australia to a war against China over Taiwan, and also refused to increase Australia's military expenditure to 3.5% of GDP, as urged by the US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Prime Minister Albanese and his government should be encouraged to stand firm against this US pressure, chart an independent course for Australia, keep out of foreign wars, and pursue peace in our region. The campaign by IPAN calling on the government to cancel AUKUS and terminate the Force Posture Agreement would be significant steps in this direction. Now, listeners, this call can be signed by you, if you wish, on the IPAN website, which you'll find at www.ipan.org.au. That is ipan.org.au.
And that brings us to the end of this IPAN podcast. Once again, listeners can sign the call for our government to keep Australia out of a US-China war at the IPAN website, which is www.ipan.org.au. And if any listener would like to become more directly involved in the campaign, contact IPAN by email at ipan.australia@gmail.com. That is ipan.australia@gmail.com. Good day, and thanks for listening.